I spent some time this morning with a longtime friend of mine, and we were discussing life, and he's going through some real challenges in life, some real significant financial challenges in light of COVID that were not expected, and some challenges as well in his marriage, not necessarily between him and his wife, but her health is not doing well at all. It's failing, actually. Combined with the financial challenges and the failing health of his wife, it's just not a great time for him, as he said. And he also has several children. All of them are doing well, except one in particular has decided that doesn't really want to be involved in the family too much anymore. They're adult children, and that's just really distressing on his heart. And this is a guy who's spent a lot of time praying, a lot of time walking with Christ on the pathway. And like he said to me today, some days are diamonds and some days are stones. Some periods in our lives are sort of seasons that are really great, and then some aren't so well. And he's going through one of those valleys of the shadow of death, so to speak, from Psalm 23. It's been a difficult time. You know, when we go through those times, and we will on the pathway with Christ, we need to know, has God given up on us? Have we made some mistake that has brought an end to his plan for our lives? Well, Paul gives us in part anyway an answer to that question. See, when we've been serving Christ and the evidence of grace is in our lives, we can be confident, he says in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. We can be very confident, we can be very sure that the one who began a good work in us will carry it on or perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. See, Paul tells us you don't need to take confidence in yourself, in your past, or in your abilities, or in your prowess, or in their potential. No, your confidence for living the Christian life rests in God, and you can be confident because he who began a good work will perfect it. He will carry on that good work in our lives no matter what. We were a sinner, if you will, when Christ died for us. We will, in part, remain a sinner, if you will, until we go to be with him. In the meantime, he's working a very good work in our lives. What is that good work? Well, that good work is the work of transforming us into Christ-likeness. And yes, that can be painful sometimes. It can be difficult. He has many different ways to get our attention in this process. He wants us to turn from sin, from greed and evil and deceit and all sorts of, we'll call them vices. He wants us to turn from that and to turn to Christ and to seek to demonstrate in our lives the fruit of the Spirit, Christ-likeness, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. All those things that together give us a portrait of Christ's likeness. He wants to paint that in our lives. And we need to be confident that he's the one doing it, that he hasn't given up on us when things get difficult. In fact, he will carry on that very good work until the day of Christ Jesus. When the Lord returns or takes us home, will transform us in the twinkling of an eye to be just like him. He'll carry on that good work until then. And that's where our confidence should lie, even in the very difficult times on the pathway. So again, God bless you as you think about this passage, perhaps commit it to memory, meditate on it throughout the day. Be confident that the one who began this great, fantastic work in you that rests on Christ and his cross work, he will perfect it right up until the day of Christ Jesus.